Amalei Rav Chuna Bar Nassan, the Ravash. Maydich Siv Kina V'Dimona V'Ad Ada. Pasuk in Yehoshua. So these are lists of cities. So for some reason he felt that there's a place to darshan here, more than just simply the Pshuta Shem Mikra. So Ravashi's response at first, Amalei Masvasa Derek Stoka Choshiv. You ask me what it means, it's simply cities in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, so Rav Chuna Bar Nassan said back, Otu Anogo Yidan, the Masvasa Derek Stoka Choshiv. I also know that, but El Rav Gvir Me'agizo Amal Batayim. And he wanted to say over the drasha to Ravashi. So he prompted Ravashi with the question. In order Ravashi would be surprised, what's the big deal with cities? And he says, no, but let me tell you a vart. Gviya said a pshat here. So what was the pshat? This is what you can learn out from here, this drasha. Kos yishko kina al chaveiro. That's kina. You have a kina on someone else. Rashi explains, what does it mean here? Rashi says, kas. Kina meaning that you feel aggrieved. Someone did something to you that you're upset about and you feel like you have to defend the dignity of the matter. Russian Sha'adam is Aber or Rivo or Rivachein. Take up a cause that you feel a grievance for you, for someone else. Kimo Kano Kinesi, Kimo Bekano Kinasi. That's what it means in this sense. In other words, not to interpret kina here as like stam jealousy. It means kina means I have a cause that I want to take up because of a grievance of some sort. The domain. And I don't take the cause up myself. I leave it kiviyachot to Hashem to take the cause. Hashem will exact the justice here. So if I am domain and I withhold my own impulse to take the karma, Shochen Adayad, and that's the second and third words, the demona, and I'm quiet, Ad Ada. So Hashem, who's referred to as Shochen Adayad, he lives forever. Hashem has the long picture. Ultimately, the time will come, Hashem will show you the justice here. Also go din, Hashem will take up your course for you. In other words, the idea is that if you say, I have to be the one to take up the course to defend my rights or the rights of so-and-so, so then you have to miss that of yourself. So you might do a good job, might not do a good job, maybe successful or not. But if you withhold your own impulse, and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of it, Hashem will certainly take care of it, and Hashem is the Shochen Adayad, Hashem is forever, so Hashem will, at some point, right every wrong. Yeah, personal wrongs as well. That is the drasha. What does this have to do with our Gemara? So, first of all, it might connect with the story before with Marukva, that the response given to Marukva was also something similar, when he could have given over a geneva to master on him, to give over to the authorities, and he was told, no, hold yourself back, you do your own thing, you daven, or you learn, because Baruch Hu will take care of it, yapim chachalom chalolim. So it's a similar idea. You might also add that just as Marukva was a Reish Galusa, one of the early ones, Chuna Bar Nassan was the Reish Galus as well, and in the later Dover. So Vashi is right at the end of that period of Amoraim, so that coincided with the Reish Galus of Chuna Bar Nassan. He was not just an ordinary Reish Galus, he was one of the Amoraim. Not every Reish Galus was in a high Madrega, but Chuna Bar Nassan, one of those that Ravashi said about him, forget where the Gemara is, Torah Ugdu B'Makom Echad. That we find by him, Torah Ugdu B'Makom Echad, Chuna Bar Nassan. So he was part of here. He said over a memris in Shas. He was a talmid of Rava, I think, with Chuna Bar Nassan. So in any case, but he had this in common with Marukva, that he was a Reish Galusa, and he could have had people that were harassing him too. It could have been this Musa Haskel, could have been very relevant for him, just like it was relevant to Marukva. Anyone who's in a position of power, political power, certainly there are going to be people who are going to, you know, make problems, and you're going to want to feel like you have to defend yourself. So this is why he felt that this lesson that he heard from Gvir Me'agizo is a very important lesson, so he brought it out to Ravashi. Good, so that's the connection here. Meanwhile, we have a drasha and a psukim in Yehoshua. So the now Amalei, so Ravashi heard this. He says, but I'm still not convinced that just because you have a pasuk in Yehoshua that has psukim very to spell that I can dash in here these ideas. Amalei, omiyate tzikle, gumadmana v'sansana, achinami. So this is another pasuk there. So what are you going to do there? Amalei, I guarantee you, this Rav Gvir, he would have had something to say for this too. You have Rav Gvir, Mivyagiza Hacha, have the Amar Bataima. And sure enough, the Gemara says, there is someone who came to explain this as well. Rav Acham Bechuza Amar Bahachi, as follows in this Pasuk at Sikleg. Komishiyesh Gutsakas Ligima O Chaveiro. This is Sikleg is breaking down into Tsakas Ligima. Ligima means like what sustains you, like your bread and butter. In other words, someone feels that someone else is undermining their panasa. Rashi says here, she goes on menu, the yoid lechayav, shayim isonosav. So in other words, he feels as if his basic needs are not being met because of somebody else's actions. So he feels that he's left without what it takes to make a normal living, and it's because of somebody else. The domain. That's umadmana, and he's quiet. So here, shochin besne osalodin. Here you have samsana, so a different attribute of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's a shochin besne, and he will again. If you give it over to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you don't decide to deal with it yourself. Hashem will ultimately take care of it. Okay. Amalei Reish Galusa Rafuna. Again, a lot of things that the Reish Galusa, he appears on this page a lot with in terms of inyanim. In this page, in this daf, and this has to do with also inyan of the churban we had before Shira, which is according to almost all the Rishonim, it's connected to the churban. So we have something else in terms of the zeichel churban, and also the Reish Galusa was involved. I'm only Reish Galusa Rav Huna. Kriya minal and the asr. How do we know that kriya is asr? Rashi explains, "Hayu osim ataros lechasanim." He used to make crowns for chasanim, yesh tozav v'kesef tzvuos. Various types of crowns. Rashi's mashma that it was worn by the chassan, gold, silver, decorated, whatever else it was made with, vered hadas, and there was an issa for a chassan to wear these crowns. Tosus will see ones a little differently. Tosus learns it's a canopy, not mamish a crown. Pashtus, because Tosus holds that was pashut that a crown is usa, but we mean here something more than just a crown. So what is the basis of this issa? Amalei, so Rav Huna says, Midrabbana. The issa is Midrabbana. The Tanan, for we have a Mishnah in Sota that says it was a special gzera. When was this made? Bepumos yuras pasianus. Gazru ala toras chasanim bala irus. So when Aspasianus laid siege to Yerushalayim, you know the sugya later in Gittin and Anizakin, that first Aspasianus laid siege, and then he was called back. The message came that Nero had died, and he was made into the new Caesar. So meanwhile, but there was a siege of Aspasianus, and at that time, they would go there on Ataras Chasanim. That's what we're referring to here, crowns of Chasanim. And another thing that would go there on was Irus. Rashi says, basically, in the Gemara in Sota, with Farish, but Rashi starts by saying, the Pumus. What's Pumus? Chayil Shehel Aspasianus Kodem Shabbat Titus Aleh. In other words, Titus was the son of Vespasian. So it was originally there was the army. Pumus, according to Rashi, means the army of Aspasianus before Titus, which was afterwards. Irus, Mefarish Perak Basa de Sota, Tavla de Chad Puma, Vuzuga Mekashi, some sort of a bell, exactly, some instrument that makes music that they asked it as well, together at the same time. That is the reason why this is also says Rav Huna bin Rabbana. Ad hachi, meanwhile, come Rav Huna Rafnu, he had to go out to attend to his needs. Amar Rav Chizda, so Rav Chizda, who was, I guess, the son of a Talmud of Rav Huna, some say Talmud Chava, but maybe just a Talmud. Either way, he didn't feel comfortable speaking up in the presence of Rav Huna. Now that Rav Huna went out, Rav Chizda says, actually, it's not simply Drabban, it's a Divi Kabbalah, it's a Pasuk, Kruxiv. I have a Pasuk to support the Isser of Kliga, of Ataras Chasanin. Rashi says, Talmidosh Rav Huna Havi, yeah. But where you may should be fun of, Chikam Rav Huna Amarei, Rav Chizda Rosh Gusa Kruxiv. What is the pasuk in Cheskel, in Nevuah Yecheskel? Kol Ma'ashem Elokim, Hasira Mitznefes V'arim La'atara, Zos Lo Zos, Hashfela Hagbeya V'agavola Hashpil. Now, before we say anything more, this we should know Pshutu Shem Mikra. So Rashi says later, it has to do with the Nevuah of the end of the Bayis Rishon, the destruction that Tzidkiyahu would be exiled. And we know what they did to him in the end. They took out his eyes and killed his children in his presence. It was a terrible end for Tzidkiyahu and for Malchus Beis David. Prior to Tzidkiyahu, there had been a galus of Yehoyachin that we talked about in the earlier sugis of Babel. It's interesting, ironically, that Yehoyachin, the very end of Sefer Yimyel, tells us that at the end, after the galus Babel, ready, after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, so it says that they gave Yehoyachin a certain elevated status in Babel. They gave him special meals, and that was what assured the continuity of Malchus Beis David in a way that you know, there'll still be a continuation, even though, you know, basically it ended, but still there was a sense of a continuity. So this, all this is read into by the Mefarshim into these words, Kipshuto Shel Mikra, that the nevuah of the end of the Malchus Beis David in form of Sidkiyahu, and then this says Hashfara Hagbeah Vagvoah Hashpiyo in the following way, that the Sidkiyahu was considered to be high. He felt like he had still the Malchus, and he's going to get thrown down, and his end was very sad. And the Gavoah, that's Gavoah Hashpiyo, and Hashfara Hagbeah is Yehoyachin, Yechaniah, who had been sent way before to Galus, he ended up getting an aliyah. That's why he got the special status that they elevated him, Nebuchadnezzar did, in Bavel. That's how they explain here, the Mefarshim explain at the end of the Pasuk. The Radak says, Yehoyachin Shegal Kvar Avayashafel, so he was Agbiyah, because Rubavel Beno was like a sort of a melech when they went back from Galus Bavel. That was his son, Rubavel. And Vagavoah, and also he himself was elevated by Vom Rodach. And Gavoah Ashpil, Sidkiyahu was Nisgar, and he was Martin Malchus Bavel, Malch Bavel, he was Ashpil. And the Zos Gozos, and also different Pshatim here in the Pasuk, the Zos Gozos, more than a Darsh in it soon, it says, Hashem, it says, Harmatel, Zos Gozos, for example, the Mitzvah says, there was never such a bad thing that happened like this. Even what happened to Yehoyakim and Yehoyachin was not as bad as what's going to happen to you, Sidkiyahu. So that's how he explains the Zos Gozos. The Dak has a little different pshat. He says, "Zos Gozos, that Torah that's today will not be like this forever." Okay, this is—it's important to know when you have Gemara. So you know, you can't ignore Pshutus or Mikras. You always have a chance to look up. If nothing else, it's a chance to know a pasuk that you wouldn't have known before. Be familiar with the pasuk. In any event, the Gemara is using this whole pasuk as a marker for what Chizna is going to say for the inyan of Atoros Chasanim, because he asks the question. He says, "In the Nevuah itself, it talks about two things." It's Hashem, it's Nefesh, Vayim HaTorah. So he asks, V'chima inyan mitznefes eitzel HaTorah. What's the connection to mitznefes and HaTorah? What's exactly the question? Rashi explains the question as follows, V'lo mitznefes mi bigdi kuhunahu. So what's Shaykh's bigdi kuhunah here? If the Nevuah is about Malchus ending, what do you bring in bigdi kuhunah? The mitznefes associated with the Kohen Gadol's hat. The Mashah is a little different connection here in the question. He says, that let's imagine we're talking about the ending of the Nevu of the Beis HaMikdash, the ending of the Kohuna Gedola, at least for now, and of Malchus Beis David. But he says, what came first? The Kohuna Gedola is still going to be existing in Beis Sheni. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael did not exist, and he makes reference to the Chashmonaim and Hordus. He says, but that was not really... You know, the Rambam makes it a big deal that Chazar Malchus Yisrael, but that was a forced Malchus that they took over and made themselves Malachim, but that was not, and especially since it wasn't from the line of David. So therefore, what ended first? The Atarah ended first. So therefore, V'chimayim mitznefes eitzel Atarah, what does it say in the Pasuk, Harim ha-mitznefes v'asir Atarah, what happened first? First the Atarah was removed. And then the mitznefes of Beis Sheni, because Malchus Beis David ended after Beis Rishon, and Kohen Gadol continued to Beis Sheni. Yeah, all right. That's the Mashal's way of asking, explaining the words of the question. So, what is the pshat? El lo malach. Bisman she mitznefes b'rosh Kohen Gadol. When the mitznefes is on the head of the Kohen Gadol, knows when we have a Beis HaMikdash, then atarah b'rosh Kohen. Atarah therefore doesn't mean, according to Pshuto Shel Mikra, means the Malchus of Sidkiyahu, Malchus Beis David. Now we're dashing to mean the Atarah v'chasim. So Atarah b'rosh kol adam, in other words, the chasanim, they can wear crowns. That's when you have a migdash. But nistalka mitznefes, mirosh kohen gadol, nistalka atarah mirosh kol adam. That is the drasha of Chizda Meid. Adachi, Asar Avuna. Meanwhile, Avuna comes back, Hashgachinu davi yasti, he saw them sitting. And I guess it must have come back to him what Rav Chizda said, obviously. he was filled in. So he says, I'm still standing by what I said. Ha'amar ha'okim, he took a shvua midrabanan. This is nothing more than drabanan, that they would go there, like the Mishnah says in Sota. But what you said, I like. Chiz de shmach, de chazdon milach. He praised him, he praised his words. Rashi says, ha'okim midrabanan, eno asam midrabanan. I, the pasuk, ukra batar shal melech ma'iri, shahim misnabi shetibatala kuhuna, that's mitznefes, yigat zikiyo begola. Chizdon Milach, however, I like what you said. Your name is Chizda, and your words are sweet. Chasudim v'no'im dvarach. What does it mean? I mean, if it's not the right pshat, so what does it mean if words are nice? What does it mean? So Mashal runs, your words are nice to medayik the kasha. Maybe the pshat is, your words are nice, in other words, as an asmachta, you can say what you want. As an asmachta. You see from the Gemshach HaGemar that we refer to this halacha in the word, by the expression, of the pasuk, so you see that even after Rav Huna sends to Rabbanan, it's based on Xera, but nevertheless, they used to associate this Isser with the pasuk. So as Nasmachta, it's very nice that people could start referring to this Isser by this name. So that's what it means. It's a nice way to think about this Isser as Nasmachta. Maybe that's what it means. Chazdoin Milach. Yeah.
Go ahead. Then why is he explaining that that's not what the pasuk tells you?
No. It's not pshat in the pasuk in any way, but it's nasmachta. You're okay. You can say it's nasmachta. Ravina askechel ma bravashi David gadu kulu levrate. Ravina found ma bravashi was preparing a crown for this his daughter, presumably also for chasana. That's the pashtus. Amale. So Ravina asks him, well, sabal amar, don't you hold of hasim mitzvah v'harim atar? So here you see the furish that they referred to this iser by quoting this pasuk, despite the fact that Rav Huna said it was only Rabban. So again, what we're saying, it's good. It's an asmacht. And that's how you see the Ram also quotes in with the Shenemar and the Shulchan Aruch. Amare, so what was his answer? Dum yad kohen gadol begavri, av benashi lo. What does he say? That this is only an iser, dum yad kohen gadol. We're talking about hasam its nefes. We're talking about by a man, just a kohen gadol, so too by chasanim. But for women, there was no Isser. So we'll see in a second. In Tosfos, there was an Isser that was Menashim as well from the Mishnah and Sota, but apparently not everything. We'll see. Let's already see it now. Tosfos says, "Atoras Chasan appears beKundas Atoram Mamish." The Einir Dama LaPegres De Sota Loshan Basa De Sota. It says here the aspect in Sota Loshanu El Shover De Shohadas. There's one man Dama there, but Shokana De Shocheras Muter. No, if it's talking about a crown namish on the head, the indach ras is a permish of kanan. Tosfos says it's not derech to do that, to make a crown out of kanan. Ella, what is it referring to there? For Torah she'osim ken kippah. It's a canopy. It's not namish a crown on the head, physically namish on the head. It's above the head. Again, either way, it's for the chasid. What does it mean? Berosh kaladam, dekama rav dafka. Berosh mamish, elu malam berosh. Berosh doesn't mean mamish on that; it means above it. So that's the meaning of atoros. A crown doesn't have to mean literally a crown that sits on the head. Maseches midos, it's non the Russian in the Maseches describing the Beis Hamikdash and Mishnayos midos atoros shibachalonos. So pierced through non-nagonim ke'en kipos mushavos shosim bachalonos. Again, some sort of a dome image that was on the windows. Again, atoros doesn't have to mean a crown; it means a dome. So here too, the canopy is like a dome. It's not the Kriya Dava, the golden crowns that are described in Perek Meisha. The Kama Nafa Kama Kriya Bin Ada. Yes, again, it's not the Kriya over there. Again, this Kriya is a Kriya of a canopy. Now, meanwhile, Tosfos points out something else. The Daku Chasanim Asru. When we say Virosh Kol Adam, these canopies, it means not Stam. Specifically for Chasanim was Asru. Dumi Da Torah's Kalos. Similar to what it says also there in Sota, that they made Zera on Atoros Kalos. The Mefarish B'Sota, the He Irshal Zav. So, what do you have over there in the Gemara, in the Mishnah Sota? So it says in the Mishnah first, the Pumushas Pasianus Gazwa Atoros Chastanim Bala Irus. The next line of the Mishnah, the Pumushotitus Gazu Alatoros Kalos, and some other things. There's a whole tumult here, what it means by Pumus Sotitus. It's very strange. Pashut, you think it means that right after Aspasianus, so then came Titus, so then it was the same siege, basically. But Rashi says a whole different thing. Rashi says, again, you have to know the history here, this is, you know, this was earlier in history. There was a grandson, I think, of Matisyahu, was Shimon, and there was Alexander Yanai, right? Great-grandson of Matisyahu, right? Alexander Yanai, and his wife ruled after him. And then you have two brothers. You can help me out here. Two brothers, Zahemachokas, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. So one forcibly, who's supposed to be, the older one is supposed to take over, right? And then the young one took over by force, and then the other one waged a war, and it was a war between two brothers. Yeah, nobody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Rashi says that these are the sons of that of the Alexander Yanai, whose wife was after him. So Hyrcanus and Aristobulus had a Machokas, and Rashi says that was Homosyotitus, so it's a Pele. What does the Titus have to do with it? So then there's a lot of discussion. You can be Ma'ayan. Maybe it doesn't mean Titus, it means something else, different years. So I don't know what to tell you exactly. Whatever, there was another point in history where there was a Xerah made on a Taurus Kalis. That's what it says in the tradition. So what is a Taurus Kalis? Okay, I'm not going to tell you anything, but you might as well know. Man Ha'emes, in that Mishnah. When was it that there were girls on a Taurus Kalis? So again, there's this Rashi on a Homosyotitus, which is difficult, what Rashi is referring to, what Rashi is saying. In any event, so the Gemara discusses the Taurus Kalis. But Homosyotitus go to Taurus Kalis, my Taurus Kalis, Amra Bukhana, Ir Shazav. That's what Tosis is referring to. Ir Shazav means a golden ornament that a picture of Yerushalayim, picture of a city, meaning Yerushalayim. For sure, whether it's any gold ornament or only this particular one, here it sounds like it's specifically this. It was what the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva got this for his wife, for Rachel, Yerushalzav as well. Now, the Shaila is, what's it referring to? So that Taurus Kalis. So Tosa says, what about not a Kala, in other words? So the Taurus Kalis, so Tosa says it was only for a Kala, and that's the same thing by the Chassan, that Taurus, Rosh Kol Adam is a Taurus Chassanim. Dimmer that Taurus Kalis first be sold to the Yerushalzav, who paired from Isha, Amal, who takes the Isha of Yerushalzav, it's a Shaila as far as taking it off and showing it off, so it's a Shaila, there's no Erev wearing it on Shabbos. Mechad b'choshari, so you see Mephorish, that for an ordinary woman, you can wear an Yerushalzav, she can wear this ornament. El Dafka Chassanim v'Kalis Asra, why? Shem Simcha Yisera. Kidami Nahasam Nami is in Bava Basra, Zel Efem Nikla Shibosh Al-Chassan, that you have the Indian of having ash, so this is a special thing because of the Simcha Yisera, to have Zechel Chorben. So too, we're discussing here specific things that are usher for Chassan V'Kala. And this is pointed out by the Rishonim here as well, that it was only for Kalos. The Maisa, there is another Shita that Iri mentions. Iri mentions both Shitas. Whether their Torah, the Yerushal Zav, their Torah's Kalos was for everybody. Iri says, Atos Chassanim, they used to make Atos for Kesef, Mitzuyaros, and so on, and then he brings Umash Amr, Pumus Shal Titus, Shabba Achas Pasionis. He learns Kipshuta, like we would have said. Titus was the Pumus after Aspasionis. Gazwa Atos Kalos, Papir Shub Achman Shal Sota, Dafka Ir Shal Zav. So in the East says that what we're talking about in our sugya, both by the Atar of the Chassan, whether it be the Atar of the Kala, it's not the Dafka Chassan the Kala, it's everybody. It's an Issa. The another knetch. Kohen Gadol is always in a state of simcha. It's like a regel for him the whole year round. That's why a Kohen Gadol can't start his avodah to Miss Abel. Just like the halacha of Avelus doesn't override Moed, which is considered a simcha. So the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hashanah is Kishas HaRegel Dami. It's always a state of Samachta for him. So therefore, Dimi the Kohen Gadol, the Isra is Dimi the Kohen Gadol. So you see, we're using the mucker of the pasuk to try to define and limit the scope of the Yisr. The Chir Adin B'Yir Shal Zav, Dafka Nesu L'Kara, B'Shan Hashem Mutter, and the only time it's also B'Shan Hashem is on Shabbos, based on the question of carrying. That is the Meiri, in the Shulchan Aruch also, that's the Chir how it's Paskin, Tavkuf Samuch, in Segal El Chagazu, the Rambam, Chagazu, Al Toros Chassanim, Shalom Yach Kral, Now, what does that mean? That's referring to which is which. So the first thing is we're talking about the canopy bepashtis. And then it says beroso. So imagine that would be on the head itself. Yes, let's see it.
Does the Meiri and the Tosfos have different understandings of what it means to more the base of Nekdash? That the Meiri holds that since Chasam and Kala, so therefore Kol Shekein should be everyone. But the Tosfos specifically is saying it's a Chasam and Kala because of the destruction of the base of Nekdash. You don't want anyone. You don't want that.
It's always because of the Churban. The question is whether they ask it because of the Churban to everybody, or they ask it for the Churban only. Went to the extent that there's a Simcha Yisrei here, because there's already experience of Simcha Chasam Kala, that's when they wanted to curb the Simcha to some extent. But the other pshat is, no, Mishum HaChorban, this is an absolute Issa for everybody. That's the Machokas.
The Miri holds that you should be more sad.
What was the Takana? What was the Gzeira? Was the Gzeira when you have the Shum Simcha Yisrei, how far did they go?
It seems like you're saying that they established this Gezeira after the destruction of the Mikdash, that people should remember, but the Tosfos...
Well, it says it was not, it was at the siege.
Right. But then Tosfos is saying that in reality the Gezeira is there because now that the base of Mikdash is destroyed, it's not right to become too happy. So it seems like a different reason for the rulings. One is, okay, the destruction of the base of Mikdash, and now you shouldn't be able to have this.
I don't know that it has to be a fundamental difference. The point is, because of the base of Mikdash, however you explain it, in other words, you want to temper Simcha. There's a certain void in the world, there's a certain expression of a Velos that you wanted to mark through this Easter. Question is, where did they say it? Did they say it in absolute sense for everybody in order to commemorate the Churban, Zechul Churban? Or is the Zechul Churban specifically said in the context of a Chasam Kala?
Doesn't Tosfos say exclusively that the reason this institute is because of
Yisera? Yeah, the Shum Simcha Yisera. No, it's because we want a temper. That's because of that state of Simcha Yisera. So we don't want it to have. We don't want it to go over the edge.
Right.
Yeah. So be it. That's where Zechul Churban expressed itself. That's where Zechul expressed itself in the time of a Simcha Yisrael.
Right. Yeah.
No, but it's also an expression. Right, but because it's also Zechul Churban. Either way, it's to minimize Simcha, because there's a certain joy, I think, in it by itself. It could be. When is it called? You realize we're talking about Chasam Kala. It doesn't mean Dafka the time of the Chuppah. Kozai in the Chorah. In other words, I think Mishabu brings it down. In other words, whatever the extent that there's a Chalos Shem Chasam Kala, that would be the Halach. Although typically you'd imagine this being done at a Chuppah, but not Dafka. But it's ornament, for example, your Shazav could be for the entire period of 7 days. Yeah.
What exactly is this Kippah? Is it like our Kippah that says Al Rosh Kolad? Like everyone had this, every man.
Now, Rosh Kolad Tosfos, it would mean. Yeah. It means
like some sort of head covering, or is it like a canopy?
Sounds like a canopy.
Every person had their own canopy?
No, I don't think so. I imagine it. I don't know exactly.
So it doesn't seem like really like a head covering?
No, it's clearly not. That was the point of Tosfos. He wanted to say it's not. Literally, physically on the head.
It's above
the head.
I thought it was more like Tosfos was saying that it's not like a crown, which is more like around the head, as opposed to it sits on top of the head. Like, I don't know, I was just thinking like,
I don't think so. Well, Tosfos brings Kippah, for example, from the Mishnah Midos. I think it's some sort of a canopy.
It's not on the forehead. It wasn't on the forehead, but it is on the head.
It's on the head.
A head over here.
Is there a tour behind you? Take a look. We'll look at this tour. Tour brings both pshat.
The forehead.
It should be there. Yeah, Tavkot Samach. The end of our time. Tavkov Sam. Tiknu Lahar Niyak Efer Berosh Chassanim B'Makom Nachas Tfilin V'Asru Ataros L'Chassanim V'Dafka L'Chassanim Shalo Asru B'Esri B'Simcha B'Esri B'Simcha L'Yasud Avul Shar Kalad Mutter. Pirshu atosus, the lo ba'atos shel harosh ayri, lo ba'atos shel harosh, she'en derech asos mikanin, elo ke'en kippa she'osin lechassin she'yoshev ba. Okay, so I think from the Torah it's pretty clear. He's sitting, now does it mean it was for one person, for more than one person? Sounds like it could be less for one person, but it's like something that they made. I don't know if we have such a thing today. No, he was sitting in the middle of this, under this special awning that was created for him. Yeah, that's what he brings from Tosis. Okay, so it's pretty clear.
So what's pshat in Rosh Kolad?
Tosis said Rosh is lav. Why Kolad? Tosis Rosh is lav dafka. Maybe they used to have it for people in general. It could be they did have it. It could be they did have it, but for Chassid was also, yeah, it could be. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe they did have such a thing for.
I think it's a little bit like Tosis Rosh. Not talking about
tzamach,
but the between the eyes.
No, that's something else. That's next again, next Tosis. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tosis, so how do you know we're talking about Kohen Gadol? He said Mitznefes. So everyone had a hat. Kohen Hedid had a hat also. The answer is there's two separate names of the hat. For the Kohen Gadol was known as Mitznefes, for the Kohen Hedid was known as a Mikbas. So that's referring to Kohen Hedid. Umefarish riva mishum the coin head did go higher tzitz. The coin head did not wear tzitz. That was one of the ches begadim. V'haisa gedola, and therefore it actually looked different. It was called a different name because it was different. It was bigger, kriya mikbas. Avashal coin gadol haisa ktano kriya mitznef, like a turban. In the picture books they have, you know, now there's a new I didn't see it, but there's a new program that they have, supposed to be very good with the image of, I imagine, that big tikkun as well. Yeah, I have to get for my child. She's going to Mishka now in sixth grade anyway, so they must have this machokas there, right, if they bring all the shidus. So was it the same or not? Rashi and Chumash is mashma that they were the same. The reviver is saying that it was not the same, but the Kohen Hedid was taller and bigger, and that's because there was no tzitz in the way, so therefore it could actually go on more of the position of more of the head. The tzitz, in other words, wasn't on the forehead, mamish, it was, as it was rush, but that was higher up, so therefore there was not enough room to have such a big hat there. And also there was a tefillin, that the rush points out, the tefillin was there as well, and that's why Kohen Gadol was called mitznefes. Mi omer read the askechan v'lashan ha'gemar the kohen on mitznefes shel hedid. In Russian Torah, maybe that's correct, the Riva. I don't think the Riva is necessarily arguing totally on the Riva, but he's pointing out that at least in Russian Mishnah, it may not be so precise a distinction, because we find in the Mishnah that they referred to Mitznefes as a reference to the Kohen Hedid. When they did the lottery, so they take the Mitznefes off of one of the Kohanim. So Mimela, yes. So therefore, you see, you used the mitznefes on a coin hedyot. In any case, but according to Riva, they were different. Tosus says, even if they were the same, afu hayu shavos, let's say like Rashi and Chumash, that they were mamish the same, mikbas and mitznefes. But so what, how do you know it's Rosh Kohen Gadol? It says, if it's because of the word mitznefes, even at least in Lashon Mikra, so then it's meduyik, because it says mitznefes, so it's Kohen Gadol. But if you say that they were not necessarily, there was no difference, and the word mitznefes could even refer to the Kohen Hedyot also, maybe. So nakat hacha b'rosh Kohen Gadol v'sh ein asr elu chassanin k'in farsh k'ein Kohen Gadol shu rosh v'sar b'Yisrael. Now, since it's only asr l'chassanin, that's k'ein Kohen Gadol, who is considered a rosh v'sar, just like a chassan. And the others say because of the simcha of the Kohen Gadol also, so it's like a chassan. What? No, forget. Tosus says it's for only for the chassan. It's asa. It's only asa for the chassan. But it's ke'en Kohen Gadol, just like Kohen Gadol was rosh v'sar, so too for a chassan it's asa. That's what the more emphasizes for the drasha purposes, and more emphasizes the rosh Kohen Gadol, because that's what makes it, you know, comparable to the case of a chassan. Okay, now the Gemara darshins further in that the same pasuk. Once we brought the pasuk down, so it says in that pasuk, in the middle of that pasuk, Harimatara, it says, Zos, lo Zos. So we mentioned Chutish and Mikra, the different pshatim that are mentioned. The Gemara now have a drasha on the Zos, lo Zos. So the Gemara says, my Zos, lo Zos. Darash Rabavira, Zimni Namalem Shmeidra, the Rav, the Ravami, the Zimnamal Shmeidra Ravasi, Ravavira, sometimes quoted Ravasi, sometimes quoted Ravasi, dash in the following. When Hashem told this nevuah to Kai Yisrael and through Yecheskel, Hashem it's never told him about Torah. Amu Malachi Hashem is Sufni Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachi came with a complaint. Ribono Shel Olam, Zos LeHenry Yisrael. This proper? Is this really Zos LeHenry Yisrael? Should this really be Sheikdimu Lefanecha B'Sina Nasa LeNishma? So how could you do this? After all, they have the Ma'il of Kabbalah Satorah that they said Nasa before Nishma, tremendous Madrega, they're like Malachim that we're told in the Gemara Shabbos. So why are you taking away now the Mitzvahs in the Atar? Amrolehen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Lozos. Lozos, is it not proper? After all, and that's how the Pasuk continues, the Hagavoh Hashpil, and so on. Hashpil Hagbeh Hagavoh Hashpil, in other words, isn't this appropriate for them? Sheshpilas Hagavoah, the Igbilas Hashafal, they turned things upside down, they lowered that was high, they made high that which was low, the Midut Selim Behecho. Yidimashe has a beautiful thing here, a beautiful thought. He says more or less as follows, that Kai Yisrael, why the Malachi Asher is Bedafka? Because it says that when they were Mekabel the Torah, the Malachi Asher gave for every Jew two crowns. One can make Nasa, one can make Nishma. The Mashal teaches as follows. We know there are three crowns, Mishnah says in others, Keset Torah, Keset Kuna, Keset Malchus. Keset Torah is the highest of the three. So through the Kabbalah Satorah, which was accepting Keset Torah, so that brought in its together, it brought with it the other two crowns. That's the two crowns that they got, the Keset Kuna, Keset Malchus. With the egg, of course, they lost it, but ultimately they regained it. So with Kabbalah Satorah, they had the power to have, with the Torah, two other crowns that came along. Now when they're being stripped of Keset Kehuna, Keset Malchus, within the Vua here of Harim HaSem HaSem HaTorah, Malachi HaSharis were the ones who gave Kai Yisrael those special two crowns of Keset Kehuna, Keset Malchus. So they came with the Taina, why are you taking it away? They have the Schus of the Torah. Hashem says to the contrary, because they rebelled, so therefore they, and Zos is a Russian of Zos HaTorah, says the Masha. So in the schus of Zos, they should have everything. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, but if they violated Torah, so if you don't have the Torah, then you don't have the other two ksarim either. You can't have Keset Kuna, Keset Malchus if you don't have the Keset Torah. Keset Torah is what allows you to have the other two. That's how the Mashal says, more or less. It's a beautiful text in the Gemara. Okay, meanwhile we mentioned the drasha of Rav Avira from the name of Ravami or Ravasi. So now, Mestama Derech Agav, the Gemara mentions another drasha on a totally different pasuk in Tanakh. The Gemara says, Darash Rav Avira, Zimni Namo Shmid Ravasi, Zimni Shmid Ravasi. Maiduch Siv, a pasuk in Nachl. Here too, the Gemara's drasha has very little connection, if almost nothing, Bepashtis, to the pasuk. Is there a treyasi here, behind you? Let's see. Koramar Hashem. The Nevuah there is about Nineveh. The first parak of Nachum is a Nevuah against Nineveh, and also mentioning Ashur, possibly how Ashur and Sancheiv is going to come against Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says, "Shleimim v'chein rabim v'chein nagozu v'avar." And then the pasuk continues, "V'inisich lo anas anech od." No, there isn't. There is. There is. Okay. If you have with if you have with the person, you don't have with the person. It's okay. It's okay. So easy. Okay. No. Well, you have it here in the Sar also. Yeah. All right. So it's Masa Nineveh. That's the beginning of Nachum. And Komar Hashem im Shleimim v'chein Rabin. So, again, there are a couple of different ways to learn to teach the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Some say it means even if they're going to, Rashi seems to say, even if they're attackers, it's going against Kai, so they're coming very strong and they're all together and they're focused and they're crossing over, and nevertheless, I'll protect you. This is what happened with Sancheiv at the last minute when the Malach killed all of the army of Sanherib. That's how some learn. Some learn it's going against Nineveh again. In other words, despite the fact that you think that you have a good Nineveh, you're going to be finished. And Inisachu Anech Od means this is the last punishment. There's never going to be any more punishment because there's not going to be any Nineveh left. In other words, it's a total destruction. Like the pasuk before it says, Sakum Pamayim Tzara. There won't be a second time at Tzara because this is going to be it. So that's how some explain Lo Anechod. And this is another pshat that's mentioned. But others say it's going in Kai Yisrael, despite the fact that I've oppressed you, but Lo Anechod, I'm not going to oppress you anymore. That's the nevuah of Nechama for Kai Yisrael. Here they translated as, even if you're Tininveh, Hashem says, even if your troops are united, Shleiman, and also Rabban, they're also numerous, nevertheless they'll be cut down and passed on. I will afflict you and will not need to afflict you again. In other words, that's it, Nineveh. This is the last time. Anyway, this is Opshutu Shemik, but we have now a drasha. And drasha has to do with the mitzvah staka. Maidusit, Koma Hashem, Shleim, Vachin Ram, Vachin Nagozu, Ba'avar, Imroa Adam, Shemizonosav Mitzum Samim. If you see that your parnasa, your mizonos, is, you don't have anything more to spare, you have exactly what you need, Yasmin staka, you should still give staka, even though you feel like you have nothing to spare, no discretionary money. The koshke hashem erubin, and suddenly, if you have discretionary funds. Rashi says, shleimin, certainly important messages in our times today, right? Shleimin, mitzumsamin, that shleimin means mitzumsamin, it's nothing to spare, it's exactly perfectly fit, in other words, nothing excess, no excess funds. In other words, it's exact. The koshkin and rabbin still gives stuck. It says further, v'cheina gozu v'avar. So what does that mean? My v'cheina gozu v'avar. Tami v'yabi shmuel. Kol ha-gozeis min chasav. If you shear, like I have a sheep and you shear off the wool from your property, v'osu men stucka, nitsa medina shel gehenna. That will be a tremendous schus, that tzedakah to save you from gehenna. Rashi says, "V'chena goes of other harehem mishulim la'ovin benar." It's a comparison to as if you're going through the water. Aride geziza shagzuza oves. I'm going to say a minute later. Kach gzoz me mitzdak of the yerbu. In other words, mashu shtei v'chelos, two sheep shayoves b'mayim. Achas gzuza, they took off the excess wool already. Achas ena gzuza, which one passes through easier? Zuza avra shena gzuza lo avra. So Rashi explains here as well, it's staka that you take off, that will give you a way to pass through the Dina Shel Gehenna. The Me'iri seems to focus on the fact that there's a certain meat of Zrizus here, the way he puts it. Me'iri says, La'olam yehadim zariz mitzvah staka. Rasus menuk theoroi. You know, it's not to think too much. It's an Indian of Zrizus. To give it staka, don't say, look, I make a cheshbon, do I have, do I not have, how much extra do I have? You do it with a sense of zrizus. That's how he seems to learn it. Also, maybe the union of Giza, like Giza, you don't look at that as part of the sheep. It's like it's excess. It's not shaykh to it. It's like that it's meant to come off. So, person looks at staka with this way, they'll be easy to give staka. If it's not my money, it's kilo. It's already shaykh to staka. If it's mine, then I feel like I'm giving something of mine. It's hard to give it up. Just like with the sheep, that which is Giza is already, you know, it's meant to come off. So that which is meant to come stuck, that's how you should look at it. It's already allotted for stuck. Maybe that's a little another lesson that you can bring out here. Meanwhile, the pasuk concludes ve'inisich lo anech od. But the Gemara am mazitra. So we dash away the last part of the pasuk. Afil ani hamis panes miyat stuck a yaset stuck. In other words, even if ve'inisich say to the ukrahi, Rashi says, even if I'm given, if you're poor. As we're saying, it's a case a person may not even have anything more, and even if he's mamish poor, he himself is getting staka. So still should staka, there's an important idea here. Because staka brings a person to a certain sensitivity to others. To the extent that a person doesn't give staka because he's taka himself getting staka, so you never have the opportunity to change your own character. But giving staka is not just halacha for the person who's getting it, it's also what it does is it makes you a better person. So therefore, the fact that this person is giving staka, even though he himself is mispanis, but just symbolically, the fact that he gives makes him a, and that's the halacha too, but whatever the basic obligation of staka, of Sirus HaShekel, that was imposed, even on someone who's mispanis and has staka. And what's going on? Ichod. Tony Rav Yosef Shimon Man will see money on Nius. He's a mamish and ani, but he won't have to see money on Nius, which means ultimately he'll come out of the anius. Okay, I want to go back for a few minutes to the Indian of Sirtut. At the time we kind of left one little Indian that I wanted to come back to. The Tosus and Sota. It's an interesting suffix. I mentioned it to Kitzer, so just address it again. Kidegar is Kasha on this Tosus. In the Tosus and Sota, Yudzanim Abayis Kosvi Geras. So it says in the Gemara that if you wrote the Megillah Sota, Igeras Psula, the Sefer Amrachmana, that the Kohen has to write in the Megillah Sota by Sefer. Rashi learns Pshat, Igeras below Sirtut. But the same way Rashi learns by Mezuzah, Igeras below Sirtut. Tosus says another Pshat, Igeras is Rodiktik Bechaseris Viseris. According to Rashi, it means below Sirtut. Read Tosus. So, what about Rav Yitzchak's Sirtut? Yeah, anyway, have to have Sirtut because of the Pesukim themselves require Sirtut. So what do you need a Xeris HaKasim of Asif? So here Tosus says, against the Chor, what Tosus, maybe against what Tosus would say, but yes, that Rav Yitzchak's Sirtut is not Ma'akim. Maybe you could, let's be pashtus, it's against Tosus, unless you start Machal between the Gula Sota and Tefillin. Tosus answers, it won't work, but it won't work. It won't be Bodek, Kartosus says. You can erase it. You can erase it. But what do you mean, Mekuyim?
No, I'm saying, didn't Rabbi say that by Tefillin, we're not going to read it, but by the Gila Sota, the whole point is that you're going to...
Okay, but there's a din of... The din of Rabbi Yitzchak should apply, Kartosus is assuming. You're saying the whole din... Oh, we said, according to the Rambam... Would it be a revach? Would the answer to this kashi? Good. According to the Rambam, it's nitan l'machika, so therefore there's no din of Rav Yitzchak. Good. Could be. But Tosus doesn't go with that mahalach. Tosus asks the kashi. So l'chora, what do you need a pasuk about sefer? I said according to the Rambam, you can answer to this kashi. So what do you need the pasuk about sefer? Tosus answers to reach ilav mishum d'nikre sefer hava mina. You're right. You had to write Sirtut and you did an Issa. But the Megillah is not possible. Kamash Marad Psula. So Tosus here is saying that if you violate Rav Yitzchak, it doesn't automatically passel what you wrote. And again, we were back in our Tosus, like Tefillin, Tosus Hokasha, wouldn't start unless you assume that if you violate Rav Yitzchak, then it's a Psula in the Tefillin. Okay, so in that respect, Tosus is arguing on the Tosus basis. Tosus now says something else. V'nira shalayim mayim bot kina yada. Look, in other words, not only is it familiar if it's pasul based on the sefer, so it's not good. It's not going to be bodikar. Were it not for the exeris of the sefer, it wouldn't be pasul, and it would have been bodikar. You violated Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay. But now Tosus is a suffix. What about the following? Mi lo yadana im sirtet osa ben shita reshita. If you did sirtet between one line and next, the achar ksiva, after you wrote it, afagav de b'shas ksiva kasav beisura. At the time that you wrote it beisur because you didn't. The halacha is by sefer machmana, you had to have sirtut. You didn't write sirtut. You didn't write with sirtut. It was not there, but you put it in later. Iam megillah ksheir b'achi olo. So this doesn't say anything more. It simply puts the subject on the page. What would be if you added the sirtut on the Megillah Sota later on? Would that be good or not? So Rekiv Eger had in Simon Nun, in the Chulis of Rekiv Eger, the question came up by Mezuzah. The heading here is Sirtut and Mezuzah L'Acha Shenichtime. So Rekiv Eger says, I pass it. Dio Mikri Sirtut. The sofer says, can I recite it afterwards? The Kvega says, Pashut de Rom Mahani. The Kvega has a first arrival from the Gemara Menachos Lamed Beis. The Gemara that Tosus quoted. The Gemara says in the Gemara there, the Brisa says you can't take parashios of, say, the Torah or of Tefillin after they wore out and use, you know, those parashios that are shayach for mezuzah to take them from say, the Torah or Tefillin. And the Gemara. And the reason it says why? Because Eimer read Mikdusha Chamura or Mikdusha Kal. In fact, the Gemara, but if the halacha is a mezuzah, needs Sirtut. So the Gemara says, so how could, anyway, could you couldn't use the parashas let's say by tefillin for short, tefillin is not, doesn't need sefer, sefer Torah depends, if there is sefer Torah, there's no kashya in sefer Torah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the kashya is sefer Torah as well, but either way tefillin doesn't need sefer Torah. And the mezuzah does. So how could you use the pashas of the tefillin for mezuzah, affect the Gemara, if you tell me mezuzah needs sirtah? That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara says tanaihi, whether or not it needs sirtah. In fact, for the Kivega, give the Gemara, and Tosas brought this to show that the derech b'chra was not in the tefillin, and you call it hevya. Otherwise, say that it's talking that it had sirtah. In fact, for the Kivega, what's the Gemara's kasha? If sirtah can work afterwards, so the Gemara, what's the Gemara's kasha? So in the Chanami, the tefillin doesn't have sirtut. You want to use it for mezuzah, you put the sirtut in. Then Nisa Gemani sirtut achar k'siv maikusha yachol esatit achsha. Achar ha'ilim v'achipos v'matzasi mizeh davar. He didn't find anything more about it, but it's mefurish in the Gemara. Ach betosus mesecha sota mistapkub m'gila sota b'ay sirtut achar k'siv ma'ani esatit. But Tamuali doesn't understand Tosas Sefik. Before Shagamara, the Amisugi Anam Muchach Re'adid the Romahani. And Tosas himself, and that same Tosas mentions the Gemara Menachas, just like in our Tosas. Tosas makes mention of the Sugi Menachas. The Lord Pashtus Fekasa Mizel. And Tosas was not Poshet the Sefik from that very same Gemara that Tosas himself was aware of. I said, Dabba Pshat. What's Pshat? Tosas brings a Sefik. Before Shagamara, the Gemara Menachas, that you can't do Sirtu, they have to see. So this is where you have to be. Okay, so he says like that. They rejects that. The next level, the lower the mezuzah l'mani sirtut kimin b'ayik siva kisidran kimin b'shas k'siva loy b'achshu l'mani hechshu achakach who doche gadol. The reason why, because kisidran is a halacha in what? In k'siva. And here in chesam b'guf ha'osiyos v'ad v'atikun acher v'ad v'kimuch ha'kikas Negiya the Mahani b'mezuzah. Let's say the two letters are touching. So it's not mukav gvil. So you separate. That's not a problem of kisida. He's more your tzad. So that he says is not. He doesn't think that that should work. But what you could start thinking is maybe Tosas Safik was only. Let's see. Was only by Megillah Sota. What could be the reason? What could be the pshat? So what would be Tosas Safik? What would be the Safik here? Can you have sirtut after the fact? At the time of the Ksiva, you did not see it, you put it later. So one way to think about this question is, because what is the role of Sirtut? One of the svaras that's been mentioned, the Rishonim, the Iri Ramban, is in order to be able to write straight. So when you have the Sirtut, it helps you, you know, that you see where you're writing, and the writing is, you know, is straight, and the letters don't get mixed up, and the lines don't get mixed up. So to the extent that you have the Sirtut then, so you have what Sirtut is supposed to accomplish. If your Sirtut is only put later, then it's Bracha Vatala, you didn't accomplish anything. So, now, the fact that Tosas had a pshat to say they can add sirtut later, that side for sure doesn't accept this premise. In other words, according to the side that you can put the sirtut later, clearly you see at least for that side of Tosas Safik that sirtut is not halacha in ksiva, in miyasha the ksav, it's halacha in the ksav itself, in the tsura of the ksav, not in order to enable the sofer to write neatly, but that the ksav should be with sirtut. Whatever, it looks nicer that way, maybe it is a little bit easier to read when you have sirtut there, but even after the fact, in other words, it's part of the ksav, it beautifies the ksav to have sirtut there. So from that perspective, Tosas says maybe you could do it later. Because the ma'isa the ksav has sirtut. It's halacha in the ksav of the ksav, not in the ma'isa ksiva. But now the shaila is what was the ksav of Tosas, and it doesn't work. So one could have said that goof is Tosas Safik. What is the yisod of sirtut? Is the yisod of sirtut in order to enable you to write properly? So therefore it has to be the b'shas k'siva. And it wouldn't do anything to put it in later. Or do we say sirtut is a halacha of the ksav itself, in the chesed of the ksav? Never, if you put it in later, it's also good. You argue, maybe that's Tosas Safik. The Russian of Tosas, is that really the Russian of Tosas? That Tosas doesn't say too much. Tosas says, Lo yadana im sirtut ben shita l'shita racha k'siva afagad b'shas k'siva kasav b'isura. You wrote the isur before im megila k'sheya b'hachi. The lashon of Tosas is mashma more like this. Not that Tosas is mesupik. Whether or not sirtut is alacha in the ma'is k'siva or to miyasha the k'sav and accomplishes that, and that, or is it alacha in the k'sav? for sure it's Arecha in the Ksav. But if that's the case, now you wrote the Ksav, and the Ksav is a Ksav Pasul at the time that you wrote. The Shaila is, can you be Metakin later on? That's Lechora more likely than Mesavik of Tosis. Not that Tosis is Mesufik, maybe the Din of Sirtut is a Halacha in the Maisik Siva, and therefore it's no good later. That's reading more into Tosis than the words would seem to allow for. It's very nice to start plugging a Chakiris, but Lechora, the words of Tosis, once you see already that one side of Tosis is that it's a Din Miksav, so more Mesav is that the other side doesn't deny that, but the other side says that, but the Miksav at the time was Pasul. Can you be Machshir B'Ksav later on? Or do we say that once B'Ksav was Pasul, then that you can't be Machshir later on? Wait a second. And if that's the Sadek of Tosis, it connects very well to what Tosis said right before. Because what did Tosis say right before this? That Rav Yitzchak's Din of Sirtut would not Pasul the Dievet. That's what Tosis says before. That, and then Tosis brings Umi Lo Yadana Im Sitri Ben Shitri Shidracha Ksiv. What's the connection? Because, like this, if Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha would have passed by the Yevet, were I to say that Yitzchak's halacha passed by the Yevet, would you say that you could add the Sirtut later? Would there be any Shaila? If Yitzchak's halacha was, you can't write letters, you can't write words of Torah without Sirtut, and it would be Likuva. So then Tosfos would not have had any room to question. Maybe you can attack him later on. If you didn't write, the whole halacha was you have to write with Sirtut. So that was done. You wrote without Sirtut. The damage is done. For sure, putting in Sirtut later is not going to change anything, because the halacha that's ma'akev the yevet is a halacha that you have to write with Sirtut. So therefore, after saying that Rav Yitzchak's halacha is not ma'akev the yevet, now Tosfos has room to say, oh, so now already, let me now raise the question by Gilas Sota. What about if you put this, it's only based on Basefer, and that's what makes Ma'akev Vidyevet, not Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak would not have made it Ma'akev, it's only based on Basefer. No, at the end of the day, I have a Sefer. At the end of the day, I have Sirtut, because I put it in later. But were it to be based on Rav Yitzchak to pass up Vidyevet, then for sure you couldn't put it later. Oh. So Lechora, that's Tosfos Suffolk here. So now the Shaila is, what about mezuzah? See, here, one could say the following. If Tosfos Suffolk is not a Suffolk in Sirtut in general, Tosfos Suffolk is halacha, is a question that Megillah Sota, can the Machshir, the Megillah Sota later, if it didn't have the status of a kosher in Megillah Sota initially, because it didn't have Sirtut, but now I want to be Machshir by putting a Sirtut. So now, we see from the Mar Menachos that by mezuzah, you can add later. So it could be in a chavi. Tosfos agrees by mezuzah, it's a definition. There, the halacha of Sirtut would say, once it's locked in, once it's already ksav pasul without Sirtut, you can't be machshir later on. Who says that Tosfos Suffolk is across the board? It's not halacha of Sirtut. It's specific to Megillah Sota. What could be a svara? Now everybody could start thinking different things, right? So new, we're both saying it. Help me out. What could be a reason why mezuzah, for sure, you can't be machshir later on the ksav?
It's going to be red.
What?
It's going to be red.
Mezuzah could be red, and the gil is soaked in that, so therefore what? So therefore there's a haros shame that was chal, somehow like a kapsu shoto.
It's nitin l'kriya.
It's nitin l'kriya, but Tosfos doesn't work necessarily with the notion of nitin l'kriya. That whole mahalach is not Tosfos mahalach in the sugya. But what could you say something else? First of all, you could say there it is a halacha in the Maisik Siva. To me, now you're free to say different things in different places. Because Tosfos is assuming here by Megillah Sota, Din Sirtut is with Niksav and nothing more. Maybe by mezuzah, the Din of Sirtut is in the Ksiva, in the Maisik Siva. That it has to be neat, that you have to write neatly, so it's too late once you didn't write with Sirtut. The Maisik, there's two Makoros by mezuzah, according to Rashi at least. One from Halacha from Sinai, and also Ksiva Ksiva. So I saw a number of Achronim, the Emek Bracha, and even the Netziva already says this, that why do you need two Makoros, Tosfos and Rashi? Maybe Nafka Mina. One Makor is to say the Chefza requires Sirtut, but then maybe according to one set of Tosfos and Sota, you could do it later. But you have another Makor to tell me, no, it's Halacha also in the Maisik Ksiva. And therefore, to miyasha the words and the lines, and therefore, wouldn't have to do it later. Yeah, that's a good, nice answer for Rashi. But Tosus at the end doesn't learn Tumba Kolos. Tosus learns that Kusri Geras doesn't refer to Sirtut. Without Sirtut, it means Seris V'Seris. There's only one Makar. But then again, even for Tosus, one could argue that that Halach of Sirtut by Mezuzah is a fundamentally different Halach of Sirtut. Not totally, but in a sense, the Halach is in the Maisik Siva. To Miyasha the lines. Mashaikin Megillah Sota, Tosus assumes that there is a custom from Basefer. Basefer means it's a halach in the Gufa Chetza, in the Ksav, in the Sefer. You put it in later, so the only shaila is. But before it was a Pasula Sefer, now it became a Kashra Sefer. Can you do that? Can you Machshir the Megillah Sota if at the time originally it was a Pasula Megillah Sota? That's a shaila. But Mezuzah Tosu assumes halacha Moshe Mesinai was that you have to write a Sirtu. In other words, even if it's only one makor, if it's two makoros, you could say that's why you need two makoros. That could be an answer for Rashi. But for Tosfos, you could say the whole shaila was only here. But by Ksiva, it's not based on Basefer, it's based on Ksiva Ksiva. Or Lachmash Mesinai, not Ksiva Ksiva, Lachmash Mesinai. What was Lachmash Mesinai? This is how you have to write it. It's another possibility. Another possibility, maybe I think this is what the Rav wanted to say, Yashiber, Salvechik wanted to say something like this. The Megillah Sota has no possible Shem Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not the Tamei Sayadayim, the Gemara says, you should toast to Yerushalmi, because it's Nitan Lemchika. And it could be by other Svarin, where there's a Halos Shem Kisvei HaKodesh, where the Mezuzah, a Halos Shem of Ksavim Shel Torah. So there, whatever it is locked in. That's Mekadeshit. The Ksiva's Mekadeshit with this status. If the Ksiva was proper, then it's Mekadeshit. If it's Ksiva without Sirtut, it doesn't have the Kedusha. You can't alter that status. Here, it doesn't have it. It never has a status of Kisvei HaKodesh. Elamai, is it Bodik? Is it not Bodik? It has to be kosher. The answer is, I made it kosher. So, Mela, these are all different possibilities why we would be able to answer the Kiv Eger's question. Kiv Eger brings a riot from the Sugi Menachis that by Mezuzah, you can't add the Sirtut later, and Tosus has a suffix and doesn't bring a riot from the Sugi Menachis. The answer is, Tosus' suffix is specific to Megillah Sota. And again, the Tzad and the suffix I don't think are in the din of Sirtut in general, but can you be Machshir, the Ksav later on? One last Nikuda, Yaakov Nalatuki, is this is in a way maybe the opposite of Tosus. This is, Kibbeda mentions this as well. This is a suffix of, not a suffix actually, it's a Shita that's quoted by the Gos Mordechai in Menachos. That would be if you wrote with Sirtut that's not Miskayim. It's like this ink that's not Miskayim. So let's say the Sirtut doesn't stay. It's not going to stay. But at the time of the Ksiva, it was there and enabled you to write properly. Would that be good enough if it's not Miskayim? Yes, so he says, yeah, it's a Hagaf, with Sirtut, it's in the middle of the Hagos Mordechai Hachas Tanas at Yana Menachas. It's a tough Kuf Samach Aleph. It's a very long piece, you're going to have to find it. Page 14 on the old Tzuras Adav. It's in parentheses. Ubesirtut atzmo mesupuk abinu simcha im tzarech sirtut shehe nikr v'kayam ga'olam. Do you need permanent sirtut? Kigom recited b'barzel. Osari b'sirtut kidei shehe nir v'sofer sheyichtor v'shove. Yom v'gil b'alfares. Vapi shehe akaz man nimcha kasuita. So, can you have sirtut that's not miskayam? So, on the one hand, why yes? Because it enabled the sofa to write straight. What's the other side? That it doesn't work. So, you could say the other side is that it's a halacha in the Gufa Ksav. And just like by regular Ksav, it's not Ksav Miskayin, it's not good. So here too, it's not good, it's not Miskayin. And it has to be Kayin. Now, at first glance, it's the opposite of Tosus in Sota then. Tosus in Sota takes for granted that it's a din in the Ksav, we said. And here, for sure, on one side of the question, he's taking granted it's din in the Ksav, and the other side, We don't know for sure why it's not good. It could be, it has to be there. If it's not, it doesn't say exactly what the tzad is, but it could be that there's no machlokas necessarily because we're talking about two different areas. Tosis and Soth is discussing the Gosot. Mashenke and he's discussing here Mezuzah, for example. So maybe in a Hanami, but Mezuzah he's saying maybe it should be good enough if it was good at the time that you wrote it. Yaakov.
What would the Mezuzah, according to the tzad, so that you start to find the Gosot after.
Afterwards, right.
What would that mean? What would that happen? Just the fact that you had certain.
Yeah, now it's a kosher sefer. Now you'll machshir it. Now you'll machshir it.
So what's the point of sitting at all? Just to have it.
Yeah, it has to be there. It could be. It does help in some way for the eyes to see it, or just you know for the ksav itself to be there. But it's part of the ksav. It becomes part of the ksav.
So then it's really. And then it really does hold it. It's really just didn't exceed. It just has to be there for us to just be.
It has to be there, right? Right. So I think Tosis could be, for example. That by other things, all that matters is the time of the Ksivah. Maybe Tosis would agree that if you have Kishtus of She'en HaMiskayin by Mezuzah, it's good enough. Because there it's Arach and the Maisik Ksiv. And therefore you can add it later. And maybe it's good enough for the Miskayin. For all we know, it doesn't have to be a stira. If you read the Tosis, you think, oh, it's clear from Tosis that Tosis had a Tzad, he can do it later. It sounds like it's a din in the Ksav. Yeah, by Megillah Sot, it's a din in the Ksav. By Mezuzah, who knows? But Mezuzah could be part of the halacha of the Maisik Ksiv itself. And maybe that's all you need, maybe. And certainly you can't do it later. That would answer the Kivegas Kash. So there's an important Indian that, you know, that's Ashram, that's an Indian of Sirtut. We'll just say 5 minutes and say something on connecting to the parasha, and then we'll have 3 minutes to talk about, you know, the schedule for Chazara. Okay, I just simply share a Gemara that's Negea the parasha. That's Negea also my Ukfa. Yes, a little connection to the Amud Gemara that we had. It's a Musa Haskel, it's a Gemara we should be familiar with. My Ukfa was one of the great Amoraim, one of the early period of Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara has a story about him and his wife. In Ksuvah Staf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Incredible story. Story is that he used to give tzedakah in the highest way possible. How do you give tzedakah in the highest way possible? That the ani is not supposed to know that you're giving it to him. So he's not embarrassed. So it was a poor person in his neighborhood. So Ufa would give him on a daily basis for Zuzi, and he'd put it behind the hinge of the door. So then he would do it, and then he would go, and the Ani never knew who was giving him this package. Yom Achad, Amar, Ezel Echze, Man Ka'avid Biyahuti Vusa. The Ani got curious. He wants to know who's the person that's been giving me this goodie bag every day. Ahu yom naga lele marukfu be midrasha as yadvisu bahadei. So that day took him a little longer to get together, and his wife was with him, accompanying him. Kim the chazua the kamatsu lele dashi. He saw that they were, you know, moving the door, and they were to put the package there. Nafak basbayu. So he ran out. So they saw he's coming out. Raut mikamei. They ran from him. They did not want him to find them. Now realize, he was the tzad he initiated. He wanted to know. If he's willing to suffer the whatever shame there is in knowing who has been feeding him, he wanted to know. His curiosity went out. But they did not want to be goreim that he should have bizyonos, that they should know, that he should know who's been doing this. They ran. They ran and they ran, and they found an oven. Aigigahu atuna davigrufa nura. So it was an oven that had still ash, I guess. I can't imagine how, you know, whatever. Well, I don't mamish the fire, but it was mamish like it was hot. Having mekayin kare de marukfa. That's where the hiding place was. Marukfa's legs were getting charred, were getting burnt. Amri divisu, his wife said, shkol karach put on me. Because she did not even get singed at all. So he did that. Osef karoi. Cholesh daite. He felt bad. How is it that you have a higher level than me? Amrele, ana shechichna begavei devesa. Mekarava Anayasi. That is to say, the Aniyim come to me when I feed them or giving them the food. I sit them down, I give them food, or I give them the food to take with them, but they're not getting money that they have to convert to food. They get the food directly. That's the edge that I have over you. You give money and then they have to go translate that into food. Anyway, that's the story. Now the Gemara says, "My kulei hai." They're running to another. Good. What is it? The Amar Mazutu Batulius of Chazal in a number of places in Shas, but the Moya brings it in connection to Marukva. Amar Rav, the Amu Ramapuna, Babizna, Amar Shem Chasida, Amu Ram Yochan, Shem Shem Yichai, Noach Lova Adam, Sheyinsa Atzma Lutal Kivshana Eish, Val Yavin Pnei Chaveir Barabi. It's easier, the Russian is Noach Lova Adam, that he should have himself be willing to be thrown into a fiery furnace and not to be mouthed in somebody else, the rabbi. And how do we know this? From the Parshas Vayesha. Menola mitomer, they said he mutseis, so we dash in as if it would be written without an aleph, the Russian bayatis eish mitzio, the Russian fire. She was being taken out, but she was being taken out to be burnt, and mutseis means that the fire was already there, was already burning. It's maybe here also, it's hard to know. It says Sanfet the Nuer was there. But Himud says, even though she was going out to be burned, she could have easily spilled the beans and said, who is it? She could have said it was Yehuda. She didn't. She only said, you see an incredible notion of dignity of person. You know, and you see in the case of Marukva, even a bigger chidush, because he already, there was Sheval Tasa. Here, she would have had to be proactive and say, he is the one. Here, they said, we would have stopped running, and he would have caught up with them, and that would have been, they would have been exposed. But it came from him. No. And after they kach, that they had the sensitivity, they did not want to be golem in any way, that he should be embarrassed. Incredible, incredible Gemara. Yeah, you see the connections, you know, Marukva. But. Okay, Rabosai. So next Thursday, we can...
So, we have one question about that, but it is only a week. So, we're going back and forth, a lot of different ideas, different things. I was reacting a little bit to the south today, and I told it to the shore.